This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Ayushman Bharat, targeted health coverage for senior citizens above 70 years. The participants are Dr. V.K. Paul, member, Niti Aayog, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent.
India has taken a giant leap to ensure that the common man has accessible and affordable health care. The Government of India on 23rd September 2018 launched Ayushman Bharat Jan Arogya Yojana. As we are about to complete 6 years of the scheme, the Cabinet yesterday made a significant approval. We are going to discuss more on this on Ayushman Bharat scheme and more with an expert who is the front runner on the implementation of the scheme. I am being joined by Dr. V.K. Paul, a member Niti Aayog. Dr. Paul, welcome to the show.
Namaste, thank you.
Dr. Paul, as we begin, I would like to understand from you, does the Ayushman Bharat scheme meet its primary objectives of addressing the healthcare needs of the India's low-income population?
Well, the journey of 6 years of Ayushman Bharat PMJ has been saga of service, the Lok Kalyan, and a very major step in the direction of universal health coverage. We would appreciate that this aspirational program, led by, conceived and visualized by the Honorable Prime Minister, covers currently 12 crore families and 55 crore individuals, because each family is about 4 to 5 members. And for them, 1,900 clinical care packages for hospitalized care are free and cashless. This scheme, on a daily basis, is providing services to new patients to the tune of 45,000 to 50,000 each day. And so far, 7.4 crore hospitalizations have been covered under this program. And if you estimate how much money has been saved collectively by the people of India, it amounts to a whopping 1 lakh crore rupees. Can you imagine that this is the level of out-of-pocket expenditure that has been saved through such a large number of hospitalization in public and private empaneled hospitals? So it has wiped the tears of a very, very large number of needy people, vulnerable people. It has more than that. I would also say that it has improved access, because people with low means would really not even seek care for, let's say, a chronic osteoarthritis. But now, if a replacement is required for knee, it is possible for a rickshaw puller, a citizen of India. Similarly, for cardiac condition, stent is now available to a very humble farmer brother of ours. Cancer treatment is covered, and so on. So this scheme has offset the catastrophic expenses for conditions for which vulnerable people, ones who are covered, would perhaps have to take a loan or to sell their asset. So in no uncertain terms, I would say that this journey so far of PMJ has been a deep service and a large-scale service to the people of India. And please appreciate that 55 crore individuals covered, and on top of it, the state governments have additional populations on this platform. So actually, almost half of India's families are getting services through Ayushman Bharat, Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana.
Dr. Paul, you mentioned 1 lakh crore rupees, which is quite an impressive number. Moving on, I would like to understand from you, how has the scheme evolved since its launch in 2018, and what have been its major milestones? One, which you have already mentioned, the savings which the fellow Indians have had because of the scheme.
Well, when the scheme was conceived, the idea was to cover the lower two quintiles of population. Essentially, 40% of the bottom population was covered using a database called Socioeconomic and Caste Census of 2011, which was a computerized database that was available. So please understand that already it was not just covering BPL families, but it was going higher than BPL. But population which was still vulnerable. So even to begin with, it was trying to cover a population which, from health services point of view, particularly hospitalization services point of view, was not in a position to offer financial resources on their own very easily. So it was from the very beginning, therefore, was aspirational in a way. But with time, we have seen that the state governments enlarged their scope. They added additional population. They would, for example, use the ration card holders in the net, put them in the net. And some states, J&K, Uttarakhand, and some others, have actually covered their entire population. So remember that this scheme of the union government in partnership with the state was not only covering the population that lower two quintiles, but also had an impact on the part of the states to enlarge the scope of coverage, and therefore the impact then moved on. With time, we learned to improve these services. Originally, there were about 1,200, 1,300 packages. With time, more service packages. A package would mean, for example, treatment for, let's say, any replacement of money that is reimbursed to the service providing hospital. So that's what I mean by package. So from there, we moved on to more comprehensive packages, and today, 1,900 plus packages are included. So that was one other aspect that was improved upon. There are about 28,000 to 30,000 hospitals, which are empaneled hospitals. And these include 13,000 private hospitals. You know, hospitals where many people would find it very difficult to seek services. But then this scheme has brought public and private sector together into one sector, one health sector as a converged sector for the entire nation. So that is a very unique point. And as I said, that with time, the original 10.73 crore family net was increased to 12 crore net. And in more recent times, the beneficiaries also include our ASHA workers and so on. About 36.7 lakh of these workers were also included in the system.
Dr. Paul, moving on to the recent cabinet decision. Coming on to that, I want to understand from you, Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana has given a boost to the 70% in protecting the 70 plus population. Could you elaborate on the new development?
Well, thank you very much. This announcement of the decision of the cabinet under the guidance and the vision of the Prime Minister is truly a remarkable development for India. Lok Kalyan ki drishti se ye bahut bada kaam hua hai. For our senior citizens, now health care, hospitalized care, secondary and tertiary care is now guaranteed under the Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. This will benefit 6 crore senior citizens, which are spread over 4.5 crore families. Now let me explain the elements of this new addition to the PMJ comprehensiveness. So there were senior citizens already getting benefit from PMJ because we were covering the 12 crore families. These families also included senior citizens. So under the decision taken yesterday, the existing PMJ beneficiary families, if they have a senior citizen, then a top-up coverage of 5 lakh for the senior citizen is available. So the family continues to have 5 lakh coverage, but the senior citizen member will have his or her own coverage coming from the PMJ system. And under this, the coverage is 5 lakh, and this is for the senior citizen. The remaining family does not have to now share their coverage with the senior citizen and vice versa. If the family has more than one senior citizen, then this 5 lakh applies to the, let's say, two members and so on. So the senior citizen coverage for existing beneficiaries is now an additional amount which is not transferable to the rest of the family. Now, what about those who are currently not PMJ beneficiary? For them, it would mean the following. There is a senior citizen in a family, let's say one senior citizen, gets a coverage of 5 lakh rupees per annum. So on the family basis, the benefit is being accrued to senior citizens who were not previously covered under PMJ. So they can now have benefit of 5 lakh rupees per annum for the senior citizen in a family If it is one, it is for that one member. If there's more than one, then that 5 lakh is for more than one member, maybe two members, for example. Another aspect that should be communicated to people is that if you are covered under employee state insurance, ESI, or you have taken your personal insurance, private, even then you are covered. Those of us who are otherwise being covered, not by PMJ, but are covered for CGHS or the ex-serviceman scheme of the armed forces, the ECHS, or state pensionary benefits as benefits post-retirement, all those have the option to either continue to be receiving the benefit from CGHS or from the state system or ECHS, or you can join the PMJ to get the benefit. So the choice is being offered to them, and the choice can be exercised by the people. But those who are receiving private insurance benefit, they will be covered because the government has not put any money. ESI is, again, it is the beneficiary's money, and they are eligible for being part of the PMJ senior citizen additional cover. Importantly, a new card will be, a special card will be issued to the senior citizen beneficiaries, and the provisions will be very soon operationalized in a very significant way. I wish to emphasize one very important point. Please appreciate that as higher ages of India's population have more women, there are more women in the elderly population because the lifespan of women is longer than that of the male members. It's also a fact that because of this demography, above the age of 70 and above, for which the benefits are, would have more women beneficiaries. And please also like us to note that sadly, above 70, between 70 to 79, almost 68% women are widows. And above 80, even a higher proportion of women, elderly women, are widows. So there is a very, I would say, a special advantage will accrue to our women senior citizens. And that's really a very profound aspect of the new addition to the PMJ beneficiary list. It will especially flow to all the elderly indeed, but the benefits will be even more so for the larger proportion of women beneficiaries. And as I said, that many of them are alone and they are widows. So it's really a very, very major Lok Kalyan effort and a mission. And this takes care of very special citizens of our nation who have spent their life in serving the society, nurturing the next generation. And for a number of reasons, their care may be compromised because of constraints of the young children being away. Even if they are with them, their resources may not be sufficient. So the government has really provided a line of health and a line of good health to our very, very special, very respected citizens of a very vulnerable age. And we know that many of them will have more than one morbidity. 75% of them have more than one health problem. They are the most needy. So the nation has now set out to serve this group of our very special, respected, revered senior citizens.
Dr. Paul, your explanation was very lucid. Thank you so much for sparing your valuable time and participating in Spotlight today.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on Ayushman Bharat, targeted health coverage for senior citizens above 70 years. The participants are Dr. V.K. Paul, member, Niti Aayog, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashwani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.